Like many homes and businesses, Duke Energy has stormwater pipes to corral the water when it rains. At many of its 14 coal plants in North Carolina, the stormwater runs into nearby rivers and lakes. And the state environmental agency has known about that for years. But when a stormwater pipe failed at the Dan River coal plant last month, at least 30,000 tons of coal ash spilled into the river.
There are a lot of surprises.
State environmental spokeswoman Bridget Munger says her agency did not have enough information about that plant.
For example, that pipe that failed, we thought that was reinforced concrete, when in fact a segment of it was corrugated steel. That's where it failed and triggered the spill into the river. And at this point, we don't want any surprises.
So the state has issued notices of violation at five coal plants where stormwater is running unregulated into rivers. Those plants include the Cliffside Steam Station in Rutherford County. Munger says the agency could also fine Duke for not having sought permits, even though the state never required them. The state agency has received scrutiny since the Dan River spill from environmental groups, the media, and the federal government. Environmental groups have accused the state of complacency, allowing the coal ash ponds to sit on the banks of rivers with little oversight. The U.S. Justice Department has initiated a criminal investigation of the relationship between Duke and state regulators. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.